In France, the first round of the presidential election takes place in less than 2 weeks. Voters will decide who's in the May 7th runoff. The current frontrunners are far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and political outsider Emmanuel Macron. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley visited Macron's hometown and found it as divided as the rest of the country.
Workers come and go through a turnstile during a shift change at the Whirlpool factory in Amiens, a provincial town about a two-hour drive north from Paris. The U.S. appliance maker once employed more than 1,000 workers here, but next year the plant will close for good, moving operations to Poland. Longtime engineer Cécile Delpirou says most people have been working at this factory for 25 years.
That means that we have given to Whirlpool the best half of our working life, and it is the time where you are the most efficient. So Whirlpool use our energy, and now they say, okay, you can go in another company, so it's not correct.
What really stings, says union representative Frédéric Chanterelle, is the clothes dryers manufactured in Poland will be sold back to the French.
Globalization means always more for the big guys and less for us. We have to constantly tighten our belts, and they don't even wear belts. The people are going to rise up one day.
Chanterelle says a lot of his members used to vote for the left, but this year they're going for Marine Le Pen. She's promised to impose huge tariffs on companies that follow Whirlpool's strategy. As for Emmanuel Macron, says Chanterelle, he's never shown up to talk to us. But there's more to Amiens than shuttered factories. Amiens has a rich cultural heritage, including a magnificent 13th century cathedral, the largest in France. The former industrial town has a growing services sector, and Amazon will soon open a distribution center, creating more than 1,000 jobs.
Bonjour, madame.
Bonjour, madame. C'est la radio publique américaine. Je vous donne une carte.
Brigitte Fouret, the mayor of Amiens, says life is good in the city, but she says many people are scared of the future, and Marine Le Pen is playing on that.
I feel like we're at a turning point in civilization and in political life. In France, we see those who are afraid of globalization, those who feel fragile and fear the future. And then there are those who say, okay, globalization is here. Let's deal with it as best we can and go forward.
Fouret is supporting the mainstream conservative candidate François Fillon, despite the scandals that have plagued his campaign. In a crazy, unpredictable election, she says, many people want to vote for a candidate that is experienced and not extremist.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour. Réunion publique des En Marche pour les 1 an du mouvement.
Young volunteers are handing out flyers for Emmanuel Macron. Olivier Williams says Macron wants to train workers to find new jobs rather than try to save the old ones.
I think Macron is quite original because he proposes to think about globalization with a realistic view.
But William admits Macron's ideas can be nuanced and complex, so Le Pen's message of blaming globalization and foreigners for France's problems has an advantage.
Because the talk of the extreme right candidate is very simple. It's because of foreigners, and it's easier to give this kind of message.
And in a town with an unemployment rate above the 10% national average, William admits Le Pen has a ready audience. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Amiens, France.